Your storms are not punishments. Ride out your storms, and don't think that you need to just survive. God wants you to thrive, evolve, and shine. Today, His reassuring voice tells us in Psalm 107, verse 29. He calms the storm so that its waves are still. We're also going to pray a powerful prayer with you, calling on God to help you stand firm amidst the storms of life and to bless you abundantly in the name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your heart to receive the blessings of this prayer. From the dawn of our existence, one undeniable fact emerges. Life brings its challenges. Imagine you are standing at the foot of a towering mountain, its peak hidden by the mists of uncertainty. Now, envision a gentle light at the top of that mountain, calling you forward, promising hope and warmth. This light, my dear friends, represents our unshakable faith and the ever-present embrace of God. No matter how steep our climb or treacherous our journey, every obstacle diminishes and hope shines brightest when we set our sights on that guiding light above. Now, let us seek to further understand the nature of life's storms. Storms brew in every life. Of course, these are not just the rain that dampens our clothes, but trials that test our spirit and resolve. The Bible tells us in James 1, verses 2 to 3, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Trials are not meant to break us, but to mold us, to prove our faith, and to bring us closer to God." The most defining moments of our lives often come during these challenging times, but many of us yearn for a life without problems, wishing that challenges would simply vanish. This is a comforting illusion. It is simply a dream of continuous smooth sailing. But that's not a reality. Life isn't an endless parade of sunny days. The belief that it should be is a refusal of the fact that challenges help us to grow and become stronger. Life is also about braving storms and emerging stronger. It's high time to wake up from the slumber of complacency and face the reality of the connection between triumphs and trials. Sometimes, storms are here to clear our paths, remove the trash and distractions, and guide us towards our true purpose. It's during these storms that we must remember the words of Psalm 46, verses 1 to 2. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. So as we journey through life, we must strive to find purpose in our storms. Instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" perhaps the question should be, "What can I learn from this?" Oh, and maybe you're thinking, "I don't want to learn anything." Well, consider this. How can you claim victory when you've never had to overcome? How can you claim healing if you were never sick? How can you appreciate the warmth of daylight if you've never endured the cold, silent embrace of night? Every challenge we face, every obstacle we overcome, adds depth and substance to our story. These trials are not mere interruptions. They are vital chapters, enriching our story of life. We're not saying you should seek hardships. Not at all. But it's about recognizing that storms are a reality of life and using them as stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks. Life's lessons aren't just about the hard times, but about how we get up and move forward. Facing problems and learning from them makes us stronger and wiser. Can you think of a trial that you have already overcome that made you stronger? We all certainly can. If we think long enough, maybe you could think about a past relationship or friendship that didn't work out, that you may have thought was the best thing at the time. Yet, you can look back.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And realize that you're happy that it didn't work out. I'm sure we can all think of something. So, even if you feel like you don't want to learn anything, know that life's lessons have a way of teaching us things that we didn't even know we needed. By facing them head on, we not only grow wiser, but also richer in spirit and experience. Remember, it's the valleys as much as the peaks that shape the landscape of our lives. Embrace them both, and you'll find a profound sense of purpose and fulfillment you never thought possible. When finding the purpose in our storms, often the answers aren't immediate, but in hindsight, the lessons are clear. Think again about Joseph, sold into slavery by his brothers, falsely accused and imprisoned. His life was a series of misfortunes. Yet, in Genesis 50 verse 20, he acknowledges, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." Every hardship he faced was preparation for his destiny, to save many people from famine. And I can promise you this, any storm you're facing today is also preparing you for your destiny. Let me just share a quick testimony with you. I was working for a company for over 5 years, and I badly needed a promotion. I prayed about it again and again, but year after year, I was denied a job promotion, despite getting an outstanding annual performance appraisal. Until finally, one day, I had a unique conversation with the Holy Spirit, and he spoke to my heart and challenged me that if I stayed, I would be choosing fear, and if I left, I would be choosing faith. So what do you think I did? I chose faith over fear. I decided to quit my job. And guess what? In quitting, I was led into a totally different direction that brought more meaning, blessings, and fulfillment in my life. Today, I'm thankful that I was denied a promotion. Year after year, I am truly grateful for those storms. Without those storms, it most certainly would have led me to complacency, and I never would have been able to walk into my God-given destiny. God is good. He works in mysterious ways. He is faithful. We just need to trust him. Ride out your storms. Now, please note that I'm not telling you to quit your job. In my case, I was very sure that I was being led by the Spirit. I am just sharing my personal story here. Moreover, our trials often build character and resilience, which we wouldn't develop in calm waters. The Bible reminds us in Romans 5, verse 3 to 4. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. These storms might seem endless, but they come with a promise of growth, strength, and renewed faith. Listen to this. When we are in the eye of the storm, it's crucial to remember our past triumphs. Each of us has faced difficulties before, and by God's grace, have overcome them. These past experiences serve as testimonies to our strength and resilience. David, before facing Goliath, remembered how he killed a lion and a bear while protecting his father's sheep. This memory fortified his faith, as recorded in 1 Samuel 17, verse 37. Moreover, David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." Because you're here listening today, whether you recognize it or not, your track record for weathering adversities stands at 100%. We've all been down, but never out. We're still here. These triumphs are not mere tales of the past, but blueprints for our future victories. They remind us that with God on our side, there's no challenge too insurmountable. You can ride out your storm. Don't give up. Now, perhaps one of the most reassuring truths in our Christian journey is that God's presence isn't reserved for peaceful times. He's there, even in the heart of the storm. Let us look again at the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were cast into a fiery furnace for refusing to bow to a golden idol. But they were not alone. A fourth figure was seen with them, and they emerged unharmed. Daniel 3, verse 25 states, "Look, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." God's presence was their shield. When we feel overwhelmed, lost in the noise, we must cling to this truth. God is with us. The waters might rise, the fires might burn, but His presence is a protective fortress around our hearts. He not only watches from a distance, but walks with us, hand in hand, leading us to safety. So, our journey of faith is purposed with moments where we must choose between faith and fear. We all have to choose at some point. It's easy to let the towering waves of doubt and fear cloud our vision. But we must fix our eyes on Jesus. In Matthew 14, verse 31, when Peter began to sink while walking on water towards Jesus, our Lord immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" This instance reminds us that faith requires our undivided focus on the Savior. Every storm, no matter how prolonged, eventually ends. Our role is not to predict the weather, but to have unwavering faith in the one who controls it. Faith is the bedrock that sustains us, reassuring us that after the darkest night, the dawn will come. Now, enduring storms is important. It doesn't only bring us through them, it also empowers us for the journey ahead. Think about the Apostle Paul, shipwrecked, beaten, imprisoned, and often left for dead. He endured all for the sake of the gospel. Yet, he writes in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10, "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." His endurance was not a sign of defeat, but a testament to the empowerment that comes from unwavering faith in God. It's essential to remember that endurance is not passive acceptance, but active resistance against despair, trusting that God's plans for us are good. Through endurance, our spiritual muscles are strengthened, preparing us for bigger challenges and leading us to greater victories. Our journey through life's storms is also greatly influenced by our foundation. Those grounded in God's word and love find the strength to withstand the fiercest storms. Jesus illustrates this in Matthew 7, verses 24 to 25. "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." So, a life rooted in God's teachings is unshakable, no matter the external circumstances. Building a solid foundation requires time, effort, and dedication. It's a continuous process of seeking God's wisdom, embedding His Word in our hearts, and leaning on Him during trying times. This foundation ensures that, come what may, we remain unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. It ensures that we ride out our storms. Remember, every storm has an end, and with it comes a promise of a fresh start. The sky's clear, the sun shines, and the world appears rejuvenated. Lamentations 3, verse 22 to 23 says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. This renewal is not just of the world around us, but our spirit within. Life's storms might bend us, but rarely break us. After every storm, there's an opportunity for growth, reflection, and new beginnings. As we emerge from our challenges, we're often wiser, more compassionate, and more in tune with God's purpose for our lives. The trials of life are many, but so are the promises of God. With faith as our compass, the Holy Spirit as our helper, and the Word of God as our map, we can ride out any storm. And remember, in every challenge, God is not just watching over us. He's walking with us. So don't ever give up. Ride out your storm. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God, Heavenly Father. Merciful God, your power knows no bounds, and your love for us is everlasting. Lord, I humbly ask for your forgiveness as I forgive all those who trespass against me. Father, may you forgive me for times when I have let the storms of life overshadow my trust in you. Forgive me for moments when fear clouded my faith. Lord, may you cleanse my heart and spirit from all unrighteousness and renew my trust in your unchanging love. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare strength and courage to face every storm that comes my way. I declare peace and wisdom to journey through the turbulent waters of life. I rebuke every spirit of fear, doubt, anxiety, despair, and discouragement that seeks to attack me. In the name of Jesus, Father, I declare perfect health over my body, mind, and spirit. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you surround me with your shield of protection, guarding me from all harm. Lord, may you release your abundant blessings into every area of my life, ensuring that your grace will always provide. I also lift up all my loved ones, dear Lord. May they come to experience your grace, faithfulness, and love. Lord, may you guide them through their personal storms and fill them with hope and courage. Father, as I say this prayer together with everyone listening, I thank you for the hearts that are open to you right now. I pray that a wave of peace will surround us. Lord, may we have an unwavering faith that drowns out our fears. May we stand firm, hand in hand, anchored in your love and promises, ensuring that no storm can drift us away from your embrace. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below.
Lost at sea. A crew of weary sailors found themselves trapped in a horrific storm. Giant waves crashed over the deck. The wind roared like a beast, and the sailors despaired for their lives. For days on end, the tempest raged on. But one night, as the sailors huddled together praying for dawn, the wind slowed and the sky began to clear. At daybreak, they cried tears of joy and gratitude as the first rays of sun peeked through the dissipating clouds. Though battered and bruised, the sailors had endured the nightmare, and now salvation shone upon them. The storm had passed. Interesting story. But before I jump into it, let me just quickly say that I will also pray a powerful prayer with you. So stay with us until the end to receive the blessings of this prayer. Now the storms of life often leave us feeling trapped and powerless, tossed about by forces beyond our control. Relationships fracture, health deteriorates, job loss, finances crumble before our eyes. Like those sailors, we may wonder how much more we can endure. But take heart. The tempest that batters you today will not last forever. Victory is coming for you, just as the dawn broke for those beleaguered sailors. Your storm too shall pass. God's purposes and promises will prevail. Let's explore together how we can have hope and courage that better days are ahead. My friends, every storm has an expiration date. In John 16, verse 33, Jesus tells us plainly, "In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world." My friends, troubles and trials will inevitably come. But Jesus assures us that they are temporary engagements. With God in your vessel, you can smile at the storm. This brings me to a point of question. Do you have Jesus in your vessel? Jesus is our blessed assurance and protection. Our storms cannot defeat us or last indefinitely because Christ has already conquered them. You know, the Bible often uses stories of storms to help us understand tough times we go through. Think of a big storm with dark clouds, strong winds, and rain. It can be a lot like the hard times we face in our lives. But you see, the Bible doesn't leave us without hope. It tells us that just like the storm doesn't last forever, our tough times won't last forever either. There's this verse in the Bible, Psalm 30, verse 5, that goes like this. "For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We might cry and feel sad for a little while, but happiness comes back in the morning. Imagine when it's really dark at night, but then the sun rises and brings light and warmth. In the same way, after our hard times, good times will come again." Now, there's a book in the Bible, Ecclesiastes 3, that talks about how life has different seasons, just like the weather changes from spring to summer to fall and winter. It says there's a time for everything, like times to be happy and times to be sad. My dear friends, guess what? Both happiness and sadness are a part of life, and they're allowed by God. He wants us to learn and grow from all these experiences. Even when we're feeling sad or going through a tough patch, we can hold on to hope. Just like winter doesn't last forever, our sad times won't either. Joy and happiness will find their way back to us, just like the sun rising after a long night. So, my friends, remember that the storms in our lives are temporary. They might be tough, but they won't last forever. The nights will soon be over. Better days are ahead, just waiting for us to embrace them. So take courage, friend. You may feel battered by hurricane winds right now, but your storm is time-limited. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, God promises He will not test you beyond what you can endure. He has prescribed boundaries for every trial. Trust that your tempest has an expiration date known by God. This too shall pass. Weeping endures only for a night. Joy comes with the morning light. In the midst of the storm, we must keep our focus on the Lord. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." When we fix our eyes on Jesus, the storms of life cannot overtake us. The raging winds and waves must bow to the voice of the one who calms the storms. Like Peter, if we focus on the storm, we may begin to sink. But when we cry out, Lord, save me, Jesus reaches down and lifts us up. He rebukes the winds and waves, saying, peace, be still. Let us keep our mind stayed on Christ, even in the midst of the storm. Ever heard about the time when Jesus calmed a fierce storm? It's a story that reveals how much strength and care Jesus has, especially when life takes a rough turn. In Mark 4, verse 35 to 41, imagine what had happened. Jesus and his friends, the disciples, were in a boat on a large lake known as the Sea of Galilee. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a massive storm unleashed its fury. The wind roared, and the waves crashed into the boat. Even though the disciples were seasoned fishermen who knew the sea well, fear gripped them. They were convinced their boat was about to be swallowed by the raging waters. So they woke Jesus up from his nap. He'd been sleeping in the boat. Anxiously, they asked, "Don't you care if we perish?" Jesus got up, faced the tumultuous storm, and spoke with an incredible authority. "Peace, be still." Just like that, the wind ceased its howling. The waves ceased their raging, and all was profoundly tranquil. Imagine the astonishment on the disciples' faces. All was calm and quiet. My friends, the Savior who stilled that mighty storm stands ready to calm the storms that rage in your life as well. Now, let's meet another character from the Bible, Daniel. He's a young man who was thrown into a den of hungry lions because he refused to stop praying to God. Can you imagine the fear he must have felt? But here's the amazing part. God sent an angel to shut the lions' mouths, and Daniel remained unharmed throughout the night. This story shows that even in the midst of life's fiercest trials, God's protection and presence are with us. Think about it. The same Jesus who silenced that tempestuous storm is here for us today. He's ready to help us find peace when we're swamped by life's trials. Just as Daniel embraced the power of faith even among lions, let's remember to turn to Jesus in the midst of our troubles. He's the one who can guide us through, just like he guided his disciples on that tumultuous sea. When life gets tough, hold on to this story and trust that Jesus can bring calmness to your storms too. In the book of Acts, mainly in Acts 9, verse 36 to 43, we encounter an often overlooked yet impactful figure named Dorcas, also known as Tabitha. She was a devoted disciple in the early Christian community of Joppa. She was well known for her compassionate heart and remarkable skill in crafting garments for the needy. However, a storm of grief and loss struck when she fell ill and passed away. Her fellow believers, devastated by her departure, laid her body in an upper room. But amidst this tempest of sorrow, the winds of hope began to blow. News reached the believers that the Apostle Peter was nearby in Lydda. Urgently, they sent for him. Upon arriving in Joppa, Peter saw the garments Dorcas had made and heard stories of her kindness. With faith and determination, he entered the room where her lifeless body lay and prayed. Astonishingly, Dorcas was brought back to life through God's miraculous power. This incredible event rippled through the community, leading many to believe in Christ's resurrection power. Dorcas's life teaches us about compassion, community, the power of miracles, and the unshakable hope of resurrection. In the midst of life's storms, her story reminds us that God's grace and might can transform even the darkest moments into radiant testimonies of his love and restoration. But how does this connect to you and me? Just as the disciples were shaken by a storm, we face storms in our lives too. These storms might not be actual weather events, but they're those challenging times that make us anxious, sad, or overwhelmed. Yet, the story of Jesus calming the storm reminds us that he can also bring peace to the turmoil within us. Just like he calmed the sea, he can bring peace and comfort to our hearts. Think about it. The same Jesus who silenced that tempestuous storm is here for us today. He's ready to help us find peace when we're swamped by life's trials. Just as Daniel embraced the power of faith even among lions, let's remember to turn to Jesus in the midst of our troubles. He's the one who can guide us through, just like he guided his disciples on that tumultuous sea. When life gets tough, hold on to this story and trust that Jesus can bring calmness to your storms too. We all face raging storms, cancer, divorce, bankruptcy, depression. Friends, the pain and uncertainty can seem overwhelming, but take courage. Jesus sees you in the midst of the storm. Cry out to him in faith, asking him to silence the wind and still the waves in your soul. Expect our compassionate Savior to speak words of courage, authority, and peace over your personal storm. For though the tempests thrash us, they must obey and be stilled by the one who rules over wind and wave. Call upon Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, to calm your storm. Though the storms rage, we can have hope through faith in Christ. The Bible reminds us in Hebrews 6, verse 19, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Dear friends, Jesus is the anchor that keeps our souls steady when storms toss us to and fro. He, Jesus, entered the ultimate storm of God's wrath on the cross so that we could have peace with God. Our hope in him gives us stability and courage to endure earthly storms. As 1 Peter 1, 6-7 explains, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise. My dear friends, I urge you to let Christ, your hope, anchor you firmly so you do not despair. Your storm will pass. God has not forsaken you. He remains with you in the storm. In Acts 27, verse 23-24, the Apostle Paul faced a horrific storm at sea. After days of helpless drift, an angel appeared telling Paul he would survive because God had a plan for him in Rome. Paul took courage, knowing God was watching over him, even allowing the storm for divine purposes. My friends, God is not done with you. You will survive, emerging stronger with faith, stronger than steel. Like Paul, you are never alone in life's tempests. God promises in Hebrews 13, verse 5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Holy Spirit, your comforter, encourages you in the gale force winds. Listen and hear that still small voice. In Matthew 28, verse 20, Jesus assures us he is always with us, even to the end of the age. We are reminded in Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. You have a shelter in the midst of the battering winds and rain. God upholds you with his righteous right hand. Acts 16, verse 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. So stand unafraid amidst the squall. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Let him be your lighthouse in the storm, guiding you safely home. Storms will come, but we must keep an eternal perspective. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. The storms of this life are temporary, but the glory of heaven is eternal. Let us not lose heart. Jesus endured the ultimate storm of God's wrath on the cross so that we could have eternal life with him. He shed his blood to redeem us from the storms of judgment we deserve because of sin. Keeping our focus on the eternal prize empowers us to endure earthly storms with courage and hope. The storm will pass, but heaven's glory awaits all who put their trust in Christ. As believers, we never face the storms alone. The body of Christ surrounds us with support during seasons of hardship and trial. Galatians 6, verse 2, instructs us to carry each other's burdens And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. We are called to come around fellow believers experiencing storms, mourning with those who mourn, weeping with those who weep. Friends, we can provide meals, childcare, transportation, and other practical helps to lighten their load. Our prayers make a mighty difference, bringing God's peace and strength. Words of encouragement and biblical counsel renew their hope. The family of God uplifts and upholds those battered by storms. You are not alone. Let us bear one another's burdens. My friends, the storms of life are inevitable and often intense, but we can have hope knowing they are temporary troubles. God limits every trial and promises joy comes in the new day. Call upon Jesus to calm your storm and speak his peace to the howling winds and waves. Know that you are never alone. God remains sovereignly by your side through it all. The body of Christ surrounds you with support and encouragement. Look to the eternal glory that awaits, not the momentary storms you face. And now you can sing boldly without fear. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. He will carry you through the tempest to the other side. Your storm will pass. Salvation will shine upon you. Courageous sailors of Christ, believe this promise and endure. Brighter days are coming. Your storm cannot defeat you. Victory awaits. God is with you. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, you are almighty and perfect in all your ways. You are Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. Lord, I come before you with thanksgiving and praise. I thank you for your saving grace and mercies. Merciful Father, have mercy upon me, according to the multitude of your tender mercies and loving kindness. Forgive me, Lord, from all my trespasses. Forgive me for all the time that I doubted. Loving Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Search me and see if there be any doubt or sin in me. Lord, wash me and purge me from all unrighteousness. Renew my heart and mind to be steadfast in faith and to embrace your love, knowing that you will never leave me nor forsake me. Mighty God, I thank you for being the anchor and shield in every storm that I face. Lord, you are my salvation and my very present help in times of trouble. Today, I reaffirm my trust in your divine timing and purpose. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of fear and despair. I bind every spirit of animosity. I bind every spirit of sickness. I bind every spirit of deception. I bind every generational curse. I renounce and bind every spirit of perversion. I bind every spirit of lack. In the name of Jesus, I declare victory and peace in my life. I declare victory over every storm that I face. I declare peace and love in my family. I declare healing in my body. I declare breakthrough in all aspects of my life. Lord, let your Holy Spirit lead me to pursue your wisdom, ensuring I walk in harmony with your divine plan. Lord, help me to continually embrace your word and draw closer to you, cherishing every moment and learning from every storm. Father, I pray for my loved ones, that they too may embrace your guidance and follow your word. May you help them to come to know you more and to walk in your love, favor, and grace. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I pray that we will recognize your presence, know your love, and be reassured by your promises. Lord, let every word resonate in our spirits and every declaration manifest in our lives. As we go about this day, let us walk confidently knowing that you are always by our side and that your timing is perfect. Lord, Thank you for hearing and answering my prayer. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comment section below.
Have you ever found yourself caught in a storm you didn't see coming? How did you feel in that moment? Did you feel overwhelmed, lost, or afraid? If you've ever felt like this, you're not alone. Many of us have been there. I have been there too. The weight of the world can be sudden and crushing, and the howling winds of hardship can make us want to give up or give in. But I am here today offering a new way to see life's challenges. Smile at the storm. God is with you. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, as we navigate the intricate maze of our lives, we often face tough storms. Yes, we all do. But let's remember that we are not lost. We are not powerless. We have a strong spirit within us, and it's fueled by an unwavering faith in God. It's a faith that teaches us that even in the most frightening storms, we can offer a smile, a defiant and loving smile, to the storm. For when we smile, we're not doing it alone. God smiles with us. This is our faith. Now, this smile can be both seen and unseen. Sometimes it may manifest as a physical expression of joy or peace on our faces. People around us can witness this smile, which not only strengthens us, but also serves as a testament to our faith and resilience. In turn, this can inspire others to experience God for themselves, encouraging them to find the same courage and source of peace amid life's challenges. At other times, this smile is internal, unseen by others, but deeply felt within our souls. It's a quiet confidence, a secret communion with God, where our spirits are uplifted, even if our countenance remains the same. Whether visible to the world or held privately within, this smile is our personal affirmation that regardless of the storms we face, God is with us. Your ability to face life's challenges is not merely determined by your own strength or wisdom. It's fortified by a power much greater than yourself. It's fortified by God's enduring presence and unconditional love. So, let's embark on this spiritual journey together, exploring why and how we can genuinely smile at the storms that life throws our way. The first point I want us to look at is the purpose of storms. Have you ever questioned why storms even happen in our lives? Haven't we all? And you may be thinking that it seems so contrary to the loving nature of God that we're taught about. However, consider this. Even in the Bible, storms are not just destructive forces. They serve a purpose. In the book of James, James 1 verses 2 to 4 tells us, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Just like a blacksmith uses fire to purify gold, God uses storms to purify our faith. Storms are like the spiritual gyms, where we go to build up our muscles of faith, character, and resilience. Each drop of rain serves to wash away our impurities, our doubts, and our fears. And the wind of challenges scours away the surface layers, exposing the unshakable foundation of truth that lies within. It's not a punishment. It's a transformation. It's a spiritual curriculum designed not to break us, but to make us. It turns ordinary people into spiritual warriors, into people of substance, into real life, heroes of faith. Through storms, our character is shaped, our faith is tested, and our spirits are lifted higher and higher. So, the next time you find yourself asking why, Just remember, God has a purpose always. Now, let's move on to our second point, the peace in the eye of the storm. Have you ever heard about the eye of a hurricane? It's the calm at the center, right? In other words, the eye is the clear area at the center of the storm, surrounded by the much more turbulent and violent regions of the hurricane. So the chaos might be swirling all around you, but deep within, at the core of your being, anchored in God, you can experience an almost surreal calm. It's like standing in the eye of the storm, where it's unexpectedly quiet and still. But achieving that stillness isn't a magic trick. It's a discipline, and the Bible gives us a specific formula to achieve this. According to Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, my friends, achieving God's peace comes from letting go of anxiety and turning toward prayer and supplication, all while maintaining a heart of gratitude. These aren't just one-time acts, but ongoing practices that deepen our spiritual life and anchor us in peace, even when facing life storms. It's God's promise to us that even in the midst of unbearable turbulence, we can find a deep, abiding peace that's rooted not in circumstances, but in God Himself. Isn't that amazing? That way, you won't just survive the storm. You'll thrive in it. You won't just endure. You'll excel. And it's all because you're anchored in God, the eye at the center of your storm. Our third point today is a very special one. God's presence in the storm. We often feel all alone when the storm hits, don't we? But Isaiah 43, verse 2, assures us that. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. God promises to be our unfailing companion, our co-pilot, our navigator through the storm. He doesn't just watch us from afar. He's in the boat with us. He is in the vessel, fighting the waves, calming the winds. God's presence turns a lonely, frightful experience into a shared journey, an adventure of faith. His presence is not merely an idea. It's a tangible experience to be felt. It's something you can feel in your bones, something that warms you on the inside, even when the world outside is cold and dark. It's something that lights up your path when all other lights go out. It's the still, small voice that speaks to you amidst the roaring thunder, the gentle hand that holds you when you're shaken. Remember, God never said you won't face any storms, but He said you won't face them alone. Our fourth point is that storms reveal divine power. In the middle of a storm, we often feel weak and vulnerable. We feel like we can't go on. But then, something miraculous happens. We find a strength we never knew we had. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 says, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.'" Isn't that awesome? Our vulnerability becomes the platform upon which God showcases His power. Our weaknesses become the canvas upon which God paints His masterpieces. It's like you're carrying a heavy load, and just when you think you're going to collapse, God steps in and takes the weight off your shoulders. It's a moment of revelation, a divine moment where you realize that you're not alone, that you never were. Understand that God's power steps in just when your power steps out. Your storm becomes not just a theater of your own resilience, but a grand stage for God's miracles. The things you thought were impossible become possible. The mountains that seem too high to climb get moved. Why? Because God steps in. And when God steps in, The rules change. The game changes. The outcomes change. So don't dread the storm. Let's welcome it as a divine stage where God's power will be unveiled. It's always amazing to see how God works it out. Moving on to our fifth point, let us talk about the aftermath. A new creation. Storms have a beginning and an end. And after the storm, what do you see? Destruction. Yes, but also rebirth. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 tells us, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." So, the storm has a way of clearing the ground, of washing away the old and making room for the new. It's like a divine reset button that God presses in our lives. You emerge out of the storm, not as a wreck, but as a masterpiece, refined by difficulties and sanctified by challenges. You're not the same person who walked into the storm. You're better, stronger, wiser. It's as if you've been through a divine makeover, a spiritual renovation that leaves you improved in every possible way. Oftentimes, you will soon realize that gone is the timidity, the doubt, the fear. In its place comes courage, conviction, and an indomitable spirit that refuses to be cowed down. Your storm doesn't label you. It shapes you. It transforms you into a new creation, a better version of yourself. It's God's way of saying, "Look, I make all things new." It is absolutely mind-boggling how God does this. It's like it's hard to wrap our limited human minds around it. But He is faithful, and He works in mysterious ways. Let's embrace the reality that God is the unwavering force that turns our trials into triumphs and our challenges into opportunities for growth. He does it in ways that are beyond our comprehension, using methods we could never predict, and working through circumstances we might never have chosen. Yet, in His divine wisdom, He knows exactly what we need in order to become the best versions of ourselves. God knows exactly how to make all things new. All you need to do is just trust Him. And let us look at the next point, the resilience of faith. Your resilience in the face of storms is more than just a personal victory. It's a beacon, a lighthouse, enlightening the path for others. Matthew 5, verse 16 advises us, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." By standing tall in your storm, by refusing to be broken, you serve as a living testament to the power of faith. People will look at you and say, "If she can do it, so can I." Or, "If he can survive, so can I." Your resilience isn't just your shield. It's your banner. It is your standard that you carry into battle. It encourages those who are faint of heart, motivates those who are weary, and inspires those who are lost. It's like you're saying, "Come, follow me, for I follow Christ, and in him all storms can be conquered." Your story of overcoming gives hope to others. Your story of resilience becomes their manual for endurance. Through you, they learn that no storm is too big when you've got a big God by your side. My dear friends, today, I want you to remember this. Storms are an inevitable part of life, but they don't last forever. They are a part of our long journey towards spiritual maturity, toward an unbreakable connection with God. Romans 8, verse 28 reminds us, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose." So today, let's make the choice not to cower in fear, when facing life's storms, but rather to greet them with a smile. You might be wondering, how can I possibly smile when things aren't going as planned? Well, consider this. Has worry or stress ever resolved your challenges? Has fretting ever dispersed the clouds of your personal storm? If the answer is no, perhaps it's time for a new approach. Instead of dwelling in fear or worry, smile at your storm, because you know that God will bring you out. Remember, God is with you, ready and able to turn your situation around for the better. Give it to God and watch Him work it out. Or you might be thinking, won't I look foolish if I'm smiling while facing difficulties? But ask yourself, who will have the last laugh? A smile rooted in faith is far from foolish. It's a testament to your inner strength and trust in God's plan for you. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 27 tells us, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. The thing is, some of us think we know too much, and this can lead us to overlook the simple yet profound wisdom of God. It's important for us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. In our spiritual journey, many things may initially appear foolish, but upon closer examination, or sometimes as time goes by, they reveal a divine wisdom that transcends our human understanding. Look at the well-known story of David and Goliath in 1 Samuel, chapter 17. Young David was armed only with a sling and 5 smooth stones. Think about it. We're talking about a sling and 5 stones to fight a giant. It surely sounds foolish, doesn't it? Well, it surely seemed foolish to the soldiers and even to King Saul. Yet, David's faith and obedience led to a miraculous triumph, proving that what appears foolish to man can be divinely wise. Now, let us remember that in every gust of wind, in every flash of lightning, in every crash of thunder, God is speaking to us. He is shaping us into the spiritual warriors we are meant to be. So the next time you find yourself in a storm, don't just brace yourself. Smile. I say to you, smile because you're not alone. Smile because you're becoming a better version of yourself. Smile because your storm is your stage. Smile because someone out there needs to see your light. And most of all, smile because according to Nehemiah 8 verse 10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God, Heavenly Father. You are God Almighty. You are the Creator of heaven and earth. Lord, I praise you for your everlasting love and boundless power that knows no end. Father, I acknowledge my sins and shortcomings, and I ask for your forgiveness as I strive to walk in your ways. In the name of Jesus, I declare freedom from fear and worry when faced with life's storms. I rebuke the spirit of doubt and anxiety that try to shake my faith, and I command them to leave my life in the name of Jesus. Father God, may you comfort me through your Holy Spirit, even in life's fiercest storms. Lord, fill me with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Let your strength manifest in my weakness, so that your divine power may be revealed, even in the midst of my challenges. Father, help me to stand strong in faith and empowered by your Holy Spirit. Heal me, Lord, from all forms of sickness, pain, and discomfort, and prosper the work of my hands. Lord, I lift up my loved ones to you. I ask that your peace, love, and grace will reign in their lives. May they too find purpose in their storms and be reassured of your divine presence. Merciful Father, as I say this prayer together with everyone listening, I thank you for all the hearts that are opening before you right now. We agree in faith that you are with us in every storm we face. Lord, may you bless us all with unwavering faith to know that we are never alone, and to know that you are working all things together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for being our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Lord, as we smile at our storms, we are confident that you are doing a new thing in us, even now. Almighty God, we are grateful that you are with us, and you will never leave nor forsake us. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you. In the name of Jesus, you can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. Stand in faith with us while we pray. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.